Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
So yeah, let's talk gentle parenting here for just a sec. It was right before we left for vacation where we take a call from a Bird Show listener that was concerned that her niece and nephew were completely and totally out of hand and was wondering exactly how to tell her sister, like, your kids suck. And so this year we're going to put the kids at a kid's table. The adults will be at one table. Kids will be at the other table. And I think the kids were 5 and 7, maybe something like that. And the sister was like, well, let me ask my kids how they feel about sitting at their own table. and I could just imagine, I'm laughing because that would be so unheard of for my dad to go, hey, Bert, just want to make sure you be okay sitting away from the parents at Thanksgiving.
Heaven forbid we take our kids' feelings into consideration and instead just like dictate every single thing they have to do.
So we started to get in this debate, which we didn't have a whole bunch of time with, but now we do today, about gentle parenting, because Cassie and Kristen are on the gentle parenting parenting side of parenting.
Yes, that is something that I personally have adopted. Can't even say my husband and I are on the same page about this, but this is something that I am very adamant about. And I say I do gentle parenting. I'm not always successful at it. I mean, there are moments as a parent that you crack and you kind of lose your cool. And that's what gentle parenting is. It's about establishing patience, and it's about treating your child with dignity and respect. They're tiny humans and they deserve to be spoken to kindly if at all possible. They're going to test their limits. They're going to test their boundaries. They're going to test you. And especially if you're dealing with toddlers, they are not able to be reasoned with. their brains are growing at such a fast pace, and their brains are ever developing every single day. So it's not an easy task, but people have this misconception where they hear gentle parenting and they think it's that you let your kids walk all over you and they get to do whatever they want. No, that's not it. It's speaking kindly to your child, listening to their feelings, validating their feelings, and also trying to give them some sense of control, because when they lash out, it's because they feel like they lack control. So giving them options is actually a good thing. It teaches them how to be a decision maker and makes them feel like they have a sense of control so that they're a little more even keeled.
I think I'm somewhere between what my definition has been presented to me, or at least I'm interpreting as gentle parenting, and what my dad did. So I do believe that kids should be heard, but I also think they need to know at the end of the day, we are making the final decision, but you have been heard.
Yes, and gentle parenting, that's what gentle parenting is. And that's why I sent you this, because I feel like we haven't really, Cassie and I haven't been able to ingrain what gentle parenting really is. And this is a TikToker, Casey Davis. She's at Domestic Blisters. She's also a counselor. And she breaks down, I think, beautifully what gentle parenting is and why it's beneficial not only for the child, but also for the parent.
I'm so sick of people on gentle parenting by being like, making children soft, makes children soft. Do you know what the softest thing in the world is? The softest, most pillowy, fragile being in existence is a fully grown adult that cannot regulate their behavior in the face of something a literal child has done. Gentle parenting is literally just regulated parenting. It is, I want to learn how to regulate my own emotions, how to manage my own nervous system activation before deciding what to do in response to my child so that I don't just all over them. Because newsflash, Becky, parents who are regulated don't hit and scream at their children.
Yeah, I don't think any hitting or screaming should ever be done to your children. This is Tank Sinatra, and this is his definition of gentle parenting.
Hey, I know you're frustrated, okay? I know you're having these big feelings that you don't know what to do with. But if you don't shut the up and put your shoes on, then I'm going to start having big feelings, and I might start screaming, which is going to make you have even bigger feelings. Isn't that scary? Yeah, so let's slip those Crocs on, okay?
The difference is, that's what goes through my head,
right?
But it's not what comes out my mouth.
Right. Here is Trip. Trip, good morning. Gentle parenting is on the table.
Good morning. So as a mother of five, and I have four teenagers in the house right now, I do believe in gentle parenting, but also with a side of fool around and find out.
Yes, ma'am.
There it is.
I'm very familiar with that.
There it is right there. I feel you on that. How old are the kids?
So my oldest is 27, and okay. Then I have a 16, 15, 13 and 12.
Damn, you got your hands full. Mm-hmm. So explain to us, in your case, what is the definition of gentle parenting with those teens?
We talk a lot. It's a lot of open communication. There's an agreement that everybody has to be honest. Consequences are given out for our dishonesty. I'm huge on that. We can work everything else out, but dishonesty is not accepted. We talk a lot. I allow feelings, but they also have to respect that I have feelings as well. So it's just really an open conversation. I'm also a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very open with one another to make sure everybody understands and we're all on the same page. Doesn't always work, but... Mm-hmm. It works some days.
Yeah, I totally subscribe to your definition of gentle parenting. I think that's what I do with my kids also. I think with my dad, it was, and my parents, there was, you don't get a say in the matter, and there was literally no respect. There was nothing. It was my way, don't ask questions. This is the way it's going to be. And with my kids, it's very, very different. I mean, we talk through things. My kid this weekend did something that was really stupid, but there's no yelling or anything that's going on. It's like, here's why that's not going to happen, why this can't happen again. And we talk about it, but that he's heard and I'm heard. There's no yelling.
Yeah, see, and that's what you have been doing, gentle parenting. Like, you've been cracking on it, but you've been a gentle parent.
It doesn't mean no boundaries and no consequences, but I just tell my daughter the consequences. I say, if you do that again, you are choosing to lose this.
Mm-hmm.
She does it again, she loses it. So there are boundaries, there are punishments. It's just you're communicating with your kid.
Now, the kids' table, I'm telling you where you're sitting. And we're not going to talk about it. Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.